Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 88 for Monday, October 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly stronger following Chicago soy oil on Monday, but well off its early highs as farmer hedges and speculative profit-taking limited the advances, and the market backed away from nearby resistance. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar at the close, the November contract up 80 cents at $472.70 per ton. That contract had traded as high as $479 earlier in the day. News a deal was reached on the Trans-Pacific Partnership was somewhat supportive, as ratification of the trade deal would open the door for more canola exports. Both exporters and speculators were on the buy side early in the day, but farmer selling on the other side also picked up as harvest nears completion. Canadian dollar was stronger Monday, and that put some pressure on values as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, with strength in the global stock markets, drawing some speculative buying interest into the ag commodities as well. A weaker tone in the U.S. dollar was another supportive feature across the board. The USDA releases its latest supply-demand report on Friday, and positioning ahead of that data is expected to be a feature all week. Soybeans, they were up 8 to 10 cents, the November contract up 10 at $8.84 per bushel. Weekly U.S. export inspections topped 1.1 million tons in a report out this morning. That doubled the previous week's level. However, the advancing U.S. harvest and generally improving production prospects did put some pressure on values. For corn, prices were up 3 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at $3.93 per bushel. Ideas that South American corn production may be down this year as growers there shift more acres into soybeans instead contributed to the firm tone, but just as in beans, the advancing harvest limited the upside, especially as traders are still trying to get a handle on the size of this year's corn crop. Wheat futures were 2 to 4 cents higher, the December contract in Chicago up 2 at $5.15 per bushel. Dryness concerns in Australia and the Black Sea region were behind some of the day's strength. The weaker U.S. dollar was also supportive, as it should help make U.S. exports a bit more attractive in the global market. However, the U.S. missed out on yet another Egyptian tender over the weekend, with U.S. wheat still thought of as overpriced for the time being. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, October 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkenton.